It is officially recording.
We're officially
good. Should we pour some tea?
Let's pour some tea.
Yes.
This is our new kettle from Goodwill, everyone. You can't see it, but it's a kettle that is very fancy that I found at Goodwill because we are in grad school.
We're steeping our tea at the correct temperature today, which is very exciting.
Be exciting. Oh my gosh, my steeper is falling. Ah.
Okay. Trying to introduce yourself.
Yes. Hi everyone. I'm Kat Gonzalez. I'm your host. And that is me. I am no expert. I'm not here to answer your questions. I'm also not a professional comedian. I go to grad school, so it's like the opposite. I'm here with EB, our show's producer. What's up, EB?
Hi, I'm EB Dresser Clutchman. I'm going to try to produce this. I'm also in grad school, also not a professional producer, but we do have tea and we do have a lot of opinions.
So. We do have a lot of opinions. Oh my goodness. EB was just telling me about TED Talks. Yes. We'll get into
Someday
that
we'll get
later.
To my unreasonable feelings about TED Talks.
Basically, elitism is unfortunate. And all right.
What's our show called?
So our show is called Life, the University, and Everything. Not the universe. We are not an astrophysics podcast.
Absolutely.
We're not even a science podcast, so just go ahead and delete your feed if you think you're gonna hear about science. It's gonna be not that. Yeah, so basically we're gonna be talking with different guests, having conversations about life and how that might intersect with their role in the university, how they experience university, like why they're there, what matters to them, things like that.
And we will also be giving what is not advice, but is commentary on questions that you ask us.
So. Indeed. Yes, all that coming up in our metadata later. Yeah, so, EB, what are you excited most about the podcast, and why did you decide to fulfill your lifelong dream of being a producer?
Well, I really like listening to Kat read things out loud and have opinions about them, and I wanted to fulfill my lifelong dream of listening to that on the bus, on my very long commute. And so that is why we are here. Also, I think that we have a lot of podcasts and a lot of time to talk about our research and how cool it is and to talk about very official things in very official ways. But I think this is a necessary venue for us to sit down and chat about what our lives are like as grad students and as not grad students and as people trying to fumble through this academy thing in all of its great and awful aspects.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed. So as you might be picking up on, we are not here to, meet your expectations, I guess. If you want a podcast that's going to offer well-thought-out critique of various, X, Ys, and Zs, maybe there'll be some of that. Our guests might contribute that. We have opinions, of course. We're also not going to try to recruit you to grad school. We're just going to be brutally honest about what is cool and what hurts. And what we care about too, not just about being in the university, but like living as a human.
Yeah. Right?
So Evie mentioned, how long is your commute, Evie?
Well, it depends on the day, but sometimes I commute a nice 2 hours.
Oh God. That's so lovely. Yeah. So Evie, goes to school across the bay.
Yes.
And I go to school across over here. It's another school across the bay. You decide which side you think we're on. I haven't decided if we're being explicit about where we are, but like we're critiquing and discussing and loving the university in general, not necessarily our specific institutions, so those will be major players, right?
Yes, definitely. And we're also working across probably quite a few disciplines in the mm-hmm. people we're bringing in, across the quasi-social science a tiny bit over here from me, and all of the hard science and environmental science that the world has to offer.
Yeah, yeah, totally, which I think is awesome, and I think, like, that's kind of what our conversations tend to revolve around, just in general, yeah. of, like, oh, the rent is too high.
The rent is way too high.
Or, like, why is this? And, like, why is it a problem more than just for us? I was reading a book about gentrification last quarter, and so even me, Kat, like, I've never taken any classes or anything about these theories, but, like, so it's great to be able to talk with people about these things that actually matter. Not like climate change doesn't matter.
It matters too.
It matters too.
It will be intersecting with all of these other things.
Yes.
For all of us as well.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. And I think, okay, so I really like how you said the word intersecting. I'm going to pull a politician move and segue into one of the, I think the season themes I was thinking, EB, could be like, what are like the different intersections we're bringing to the table, both in what we're talking about, but more importantly, like, our specific identities.
Like that.
And talking with a lot of people who have these different intersecting identities and experiences, and sort of this podcast, if you're on the bus, it's like, yes. What streets are you at the intersection of, right?
Yes.
Sort of centering that, centering intersectionality, and centering diverse voices.
Absolutely. Because I'm on a perpetual vendetta about how the neutral scientist and the neutral researcher and the neutral what other type of academic does not exist.
The tech bro?
Also the tech bros. They're all imaginary. They're not real.
yes, they're archetypes.
yes. But,
totally. Cool. So, as a little segue, we're going to talk about what tea we're drinking.
Mm-hmm.
So we just poured some loose leaf, rooibos with cardamom and pepper. And some other things that I forgot, and I don't have the packet in front of me.
There's turmeric in it, too.
Ah, yes, turmeric. It's very spicy.
It's spicy and delicious, but not caffeinated.
Which is how the show's going to be.
Just like us.
Spicy and delicious. Yes. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
So you can follow the podcast on our socials, as the Gen Z says. That's what they say.
Must be.
They're like, I'm going off socials. Bye. I'm like, is that what they call social media these days? Anyway, so you can follow us on Twitter at LUE Podcast. Also on Instagram, the same handle, at LUE Podcast. Yeah, and then EB also mentioned that we're going to be doing an anti-advice segment. Maybe anti-advice is too harsh. What do you think?
Yeah, I think discussion segment, or
yeah, so like if someone were to pose a question, or if like they had a genuine question they wanted someone to answer, or they were wondering about, like, you know, what is life, like, we're not going to tell you.
Yeah, it could be an advice section, just not an answer section.
Yeah, so we're
opinion section.
Yeah, we'll talk through your question. So definitely be sending us those. You could do that via Twitter in the direct messages or by emailing us at our Gmail. It's, what is it? I just made all these accounts like last week. The Gmail is going to, is life, the university, and everything at gmail.com, I think. But, you know, you probably didn't write that down. If you did, like, you're probably a nerd. So if you're like me, I look at metadata podcasts by, like, scrolling to the show notes. So all that stuff will be in the show notes.
Nice.
Yes.
No one listening to this is a nerd.
None
of us are.
No, we're very well-adjusted people, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so reach out to us, follow us, keep paying attention. Someday I'll provide my in-depth political commentary on Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
On a slow week.
We'll probably, yeah.
We'll probably talk about science, but not any of our research.
Probably, maybe, if we can stand it.
We'll see.
Yeah, what else? Okay, so yeah, I had some ideas of what the season could look like. What are some other topics that we're looking forward to covering this season or even next season?
We'll probably end up talking about our rents and the horrors of trying to live an adult life while being in grad school.
Hint, it's terrible, don't do it.
And our constant attempts to have fun despite it all.
Yeah. Just trying to make it through.
We'll probably have some over-intellectualized opinions on just, like, normal happenings in the world that don't need to really be thought of that way. We'll probably talk about gentrification a lot because
It's happening.
It's terrible. I may or may not be complicit in it, and I'm trying to figure that out. So we'll probably talk about that.
Yeah.
We'll probably talk about being a grad student. We'll probably talk about the mysteries of the academy and why they're so mysterious
so to all of us. Too.
Yeah. I think that's some of the stuff I'm thinking about right now. But yeah. I'm sure we'll talk about lots of other stuff, too.
Awesome. Yeah, that's a good articulation of the vision and the themes, and yeah, just remembering that we're real people and you are probably real people unless you're a bot listening to us, in which case good job.
Yeah.
That's cool. But we're real people and we care about real things, so we'll talk about those things. This some of the things that our circles tend to care about, just various axes of identity and inclusion in the academy. We'll talk about why we got to where we are and, like, why does that matter? What drives us? And, yeah,
we'll share some of our academic pet peeves.
Oh, yes.
Both.
So many.
Big and grounded in injustice and small and based on the number of panelists appropriate to an academic panel,
hint,
which is not more than three.
I don't think it's... Well, I think it's a function of how big the gathering is.
Okay.
And it's also probably a function of how much time you have allotted for audience participation.
That's fair.
So in a room of 20-ish, I think if your panel is four or more, then it's gonna be a talking session.
Yeah.
Which is fine if that's what you want.
Yeah.
Until you have that one person who just loves hearing the sound of their voice.
Yeah.
So then why invite that fourth panelist if your second panelist is taking up all the time?
Unnecessary.
I digress, but...
We'll get to that. We'll get to my opinions on appropriate seminar etiquette. The number of seconds that everyone should wait before starting to talk. Which is at least half of one.
Half of one?
That's the cutoff.
0.5.
That's the requirement. So...
Yeah.
So many more fun beliefs on that.
Yeah, well...
Shared.
yeah, quick question then. Yeah, like, what are some of the other seminar etiquettes that you hold to be true in your heart?
Well, so this is a remnant of going to women's college, but I believe that women are socialized to take a little more time to wait in seminar-like discussions, and I feel very strongly that instead of teaching us to talk faster so that we can all talk over each other all the time, we should all be required to talk to each other like we're having a conversation.
I, too, go to seminar, and I too, have observations.
Yes.
Yeah.
Observations to come.
Yeah. Also, on the topic of observations, and as you, dear listener, probably listening, being like, why are these women so angry? Don't think that. You should not think that. But don't let me tell you what to think. But, like, don't think that because we're not gonna be, like, it's not a podcast that we're gonna be like, rah, 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 rah. So don't worry about that.
Yeah. We're not that mad all the time.
We're not that mad. And when we are, we're very constructive.
Yes.
And it's okay to be mad. It's okay to be slightly annoyed. It's okay to critique the structures that have existed for years and years and years. But also to know that it comes from a place of love and constructivity. I don't know.
Yeah, we're still trying to be part of this whole thing. So we're just trying to make it more fun for ourselves and for everyone else as well. Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Grad school is super fun, except for the rent costs and the perpetual adolescence parts, but
I'm trying to, that might sum up a lot of it.
Yeah. Also, like, systematic oppression.
Yeah, but
that exists everywhere.
Yeah, I was trying to think whether to add on systematic oppression or if systematic oppression fit under the category of perpetual adolescence. I think
it does a little bit.
It's slight overlap, but definitely a whole huge arm.
Yeah. I think all grad students sometimes face being treated like teenagers when we are well past being teenagers.
Okay, and that's what you meant.
And some of us, in different moments, depending on which vector of that we're thinking about.
And then there's postdocs who have doctorate degrees, but are still being forgotten by the university at large, which is not good.
No.
We remember you, postdocs.
We do. Yes. Maybe we'll even have, like, one of you on this podcast someday.
Yeah, absolutely. And hey, maybe even, like, a cool faculty member. I don't know. Or just people who exist adjacent to the university. It's all good. Bring up a chair to the table, and we'll pour some tea for you, too.
Yes.
Yay. Right. Cool. Well, this will air sometime. And when it does air, I hope you do engage us on the socials.
Yeah.
Sounds so weird coming out of my mouth. I swear I'm a millennial.
We have socials now.
And yes, if you have any questions or topics that you're interested in or any rants or raves, definitely email us with the rants and raves and don't review our podcast with the rants and raves. Yeah. Only positive reviews.
Yes. I will drop my ring less than one time per episode.
Is that what that was?
Thanks. All right.
Yeah. All right. Well, this is Kat signing off. We don't have sign-off messages planned, and we don't care.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know,
the end. They all live happily ever after.
Screw the system.
In all a right. great field.
Are you just, like, laying in the field?
We'll cut that part out.
Goodbye.